The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of February, and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta. This week, Lorenzo and I have been chatting about the pros and the cons of the most historic of asset classes, which is, of course, gold. So, Lorenzo, it's been a store of wealth for thousands of years. But why do you think the modern investor should have an allocation to gold in their portfolio?
Hi, Ben. Always a pleasure to be here chatting with you. And as you mentioned, gold has been held in investors' portfolios for hundreds or thousands of years in different shapes and forms. As of today, it's certainly a very effective hedge against higher inflation, against political unrest. And last year, frankly, we had both. Gold was very much on the mark, while other asset classes were performing badly, with equities down about 20% at some point in October, bonds were down 15%. Actually, gold was performing strongly, and it ended the year about flat, which, you know, was very positive from on a relative perspective.
It's certainly true that gold acted as a haven, so to speak, against relative to other asset classes, but one of the key changes that we also saw last year was an end to the era of ultra-low interest rates, which arguably have defined the past decade. Gold might be an attractive haven when yields on something like the one-year Treasury bill, which is another arguably less risky asset, were below 0.1%. But recently, we've seen yields return to more normal levels. For example, the one-year yield is now at about 5%. So does it make sense having a non-yielding asset like gold in a portfolio?
Well, Ben, any investment's attractiveness is not just about its yield. There is many characteristics that make it more or less good. In gold's case, it comes down to its protection against, as mentioned earlier, inflation, political uncertainty, but also more generally is an asset class that is lowly correlated with what are the main drivers of returns in a portfolio, which is equities. So whilst, you know, the majority of your long-term returns are going to be driven by your stock investments, their volatility is very often unwelcome in portfolios, and having an allocation to gold helps diversify the risk away a bit and lower portfolio volatility. But also, you know, that doesn't mean that gold doesn't grow over time in price. And specifically over the past 5 years, gold has risen by about 50%. So, you know, you can make good returns if you buy when gold prices are under pressure and maybe demand is weak, and sell when demand is strong.
It's interesting that you mentioned the recent strong returns of gold, because what that strong performance does mean is that it has heavily outperformed the US Consumer Price Index, which in the past it sort of fluctuated around. Given that gold is quite closely linked, arguably, to inflation, if we use this measure of US CPI as a reference point, it could be possible to argue that gold is overvalued, and so forward returns potentially might be poor as a result.
Well, you make a decent point, I think. Certainly, from a pure inflation perspective, some might say that gold is overvalued. But gold's value is not just about inflation. It's not just about rates, as mentioned. It's just, you know, it's much more than a shiny metal that steadily increases in value as people have more money to spend on it. There's a whole range of factors that help drive the price of gold. Certainly, I think that investors will be looking for diversifying assets in the future. The poor performance of a 60-40 portfolio last year was an indication of why you don't want to just have all of your defensive eggs in the bonds basket. But certainly you need alternatives to that. And gold is a good solution for that problem. Brings benefits at portfolio level, and that's enough to drive returns.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, it's been fascinating to discuss it with you. Looking forward to talking next week.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. Speak soon.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication. but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.